Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. The Rockridge Rockets opened the 2019 football campaign with an exciting come-from-behind victory, 37-30. The final, the Rockets were down by a sizable margin in the first half, but were able to come back. So I got to ask Wyatt Rutsell, you got to tell our listening audience, how did your day begin Friday night, and how did it end?
So Friday night, I started at quarterback, and I was replaced about halfway through the second quarter. Coach Diffler said that both Braden and I were going to get reps, and whoever moved the ball the best was going to stay in the game. So when Braden went in at quarterback, I played defense.
And in the fourth quarter, you make a key play as Sherrard is driving and trying to score to potentially tie the game up. So explain to our listeners what happened. I believe that was a key third down play in the red zone for Sherrard.
Yeah, so my guy was singled up. I just had him man-to-man, and they just threw like a goal line fade to him, and I stuck a hand in his face, and the other hand I batted the ball away.
And the lesson that you learned on Friday night was what? You have to stay in the game. You can be disappointed that they make a change at quarterback, but you have to stay in the game and make a play. And you did that. What about that?
Yeah, so I just knew that it was going to take 11 of us, all of us doing our jobs, and I couldn't sit around and pout about being taken out. I had to do my job and fight for my team if we wanted to win the game.
Yeah, I know the other thing I jokingly said to you, you know, you had to be the guy who replaced the guy right off the bat. The last guy that played quarterback for Rockridge was a kid named Riley Federer, and the next kid was Wyatt Rutsell. Those are some big shoes to fill, aren't they? A little pressure with that, I assume.
Yeah, a little bit of pressure. But, you know, just Riley was a great athlete, and it was great to be able to play with him and learn from him.
Well, tell us the difference between the two halves, and it truly is a 48-minute game. That proved to be true on Friday night. Can you put your finger on what happened between the first half and the second half in that game Friday night?
Just the first half, we weren't playing our best game, and halftime came around, and we made a few adjustments, and we were talking, like, we can win this game. We just have to believe that we can do it. So we all came together and were able to win.
Rockets do a nice job rallying for that 37-30 victory. And then I assume, too, you see a change made at quarterback, but you have to be a good teammate and you have to be a cheerleader because you want to win the ball game, right? So, I mean, so a little bit about that mindset after the change is made. I get it. You know, you're frustrated, but you still have to root that teammate on.
Yeah, I was, I think I was one of the loudest ones on the sideline. I just wanted to win that game. Didn't matter where I was playing. I knew that I was going to do my job and do whatever I could to help us win.
All right, nice going, Wyatt Rutsell. That's a good attitude to have as the Rockets rally from a huge deficit in the first half, win the opener over Sherrard, 37-30. I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.